The latest from podnews.net. The BBC have published research undertaken about audio drama podcasts in the US and UK by consultant Ella Watts. The 36-page report includes a detailed list of the top 10 audio podcast dramas. The CBC have published a set of trends, surprises, and must-hears from 2018 from 13 podcast experts, including our editor. That's me. Rode have launched their new PodMic, a broadcast-grade dynamic microphone designed for podcast applications with an XLR connection on the back. In India, the Indian Express posts a story highlighting Indian podcasters. In the West, it says, podcasts came as a substitute for talk radio. But in India, we're trying to build a new industry altogether, and that will take some time. Meanwhile, LiveMint reports that audiobooks may do better than podcasting in India. That's according to Rajesh Tahil, who's co-founder of 1x2 Media. He says there could be an inherent demand for a book, but may or may not be for a podcast. His company runs the Indian podcast brand Audiomatic. Voxnest, Spreaker and Megaphone have confirmed that they are all also working on IAB certification. The Los Angeles Times is looking for an executive producer, podcasts and audio. The ad says this is a chance to get in on the ground floor of a 137-year-old startup. And the 15-second skip button is podcast's best invention ever, claims Mashable. The revolutionary ability to jump forward and backward in short intervals, says the article, featured prominently in every podcast app I've used, has a single profound effect, making your listening virtually ad-free. Thank you to Lisa Orkin for becoming our latest personal supporter, and thanks to her, we're publishing next week as usual. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.